This week, Bruce Springsteen's album The Rising is riding high in the charts. It's the latest, but by no means only pop music to be inspired by the September 11th attacks. Joining us now to talk about this phenomenon is John Pareles, music writer for The New York Times. John, welcome.
Thank you.
John, you've said that Springsteen's album, The Rising, is almost a concept album based on the events of 9/11. I'd like to play for a moment what might be the most powerful song on the CD called Empty Sky.
On the plains of Jordan, I cut my bow from the wood. This tree of evil, this tree. I want a kiss from your lips. I want an eye for an eye. I woke up this morning to the empty sky.
That's such a moving lyric. I want a kiss from your lips. I want an eye for an eye. Loss, longing, and retribution all mixed in there together. What happens when Springsteen performs that song in concert?
Well, I just saw him perform in Madison Square Garden, and what you hear in the audience is he sings, I want a kiss from your lips, I want an eye for an eye, and there's applause after he says an eye for an eye. I think he might even be surprised by this. I think the audience is less forgiving, perhaps, than he would want to be. That sense of retribution is very strong in the crowd.
Mm. Now, Springsteen is certainly not the only rock musician to address 9/11. Shortly after the attack, Neil Young wrote a song based on the famous comments by Todd Beamer as the passengers aboard the plane that crashed in Pennsylvania attempted to overtake the hijackers.
I know I said I love you. I know you know it's true. I've got to put what we gotta do. One standing in the highway, two more at the door. We got to get inside there before they kill some more. Time's running out. Let's roll.
What happened with 9/11 was that it brought out every songwriter's reflexes. Springsteen's reflex was to think, what does the community need now? Neil Young's response was to write a character study, was to put himself in the place on that plane and say, what are these people thinking? What are they saying? The song is a little hokey at times. It starts with a cell phone ringing, which I think I would have mixed out. But there's a moment when the narrator is contemplating what happens next, and he's thinking, I hope somebody can fly this thing. It's a perfect Neil Young moment because I'm sure that was in people's minds in that plane. He's placed himself right at the moment.
You talk of being in character, Young taking on the voice of one of the characters on board the plane. Another artist who takes a voice is Steve Earle, who has gotten into a lot of trouble for a song that he wrote called John Walker's Blues.
Yeah, you got to hand it to Steve Earle. I mean, he puts himself into the minds of characters you wouldn't want to meet in real life. And I think, in a way, this is a songwriting challenge. It's because we all looked at John Walker on TV and thought, what is this guy thinking?
I'm just an American boy, raised on MTV, and seen all the kids in the soda pop ends, but none of them look like me. So I started looking around for a light out of the dim. And the first thing I heard that made sense was the word of Muhammad, peace be upon him.
I don't think Earl is judging. I think he's trying to say, you know, what could attract somebody to go so far away from what we think of as being a normal American?
At the opposite end of the spectrum is a song by country artist Toby Keith called Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue. Let's hear a bit from that.
Oh, justice will be served and the battle will rage. This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage. And you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. 'Cause we'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American way. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your...
Country music was the first out of the box after 9/11 because they had a very clear mission. Praise the Lord, Pass the Ammunition was basically what country music did. There were a bunch of country songs immediately afterwards, some vowing revenge, some full of solace for the sadness of America. But country has no problem with overt shows of patriotism. And this is one of those songs that said, you know, you fight us, we'll fight back. It's, you know, you provoked us, watch out for the big dog. It's a very... it's almost a knee-jerk song.
Another example of that, which is very similar, is from the Wu-Tang Clan's song Rules.
Who the man behind the World Trade Massacre? Step up now. Where the four planes at, huh? You would say, bitch, fly that shit over my head and get blown a bit. No disrespect, that's where I rest my head. I understand you gotta rest yours too, nigga. My people's dead, America. Together we stand, divided we fall. Mr. Bush, sit down, I'm in charge of the war.
Pretty angry stuff.
Yeah, but also it's classic hip-hop, and it's like Osama bin Laden comes back to their neighborhood, he's in trouble. Hip-hop has that feeling of local solidarity, us versus the world, and it's fist-waving. It's good standard us versus them stuff.
Are any of these songs lasting? Will we remember any of them in say, 10 years from now?
See, I think the Springsteen album as a whole... A song like Empty Sky is more than its topical subject, is more than the moment it was written in. Music is not so much a chronicle as a compensation, so that when bad things happen, you get songs that promise the opposite. You know, buildings are falling down. Bruce Springsteen sings about the rising. The fantasy of wholeness and of safety is also what music offers. And it's the complete opposite of just a topical song telling a story.
John Pareles writes about music for the New York Times. He joined us from our New York bureau. Thanks, John.
A pleasure.
Sky and blackness and sorrow, dream of life. Sky and love.